All right, let's bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So?
I have no idea what's going on with sports.
What happened?
Because Verizon sucks once again. I got no phone, no internet, no TV. So all they do is know how to raise the price. And when you have a problem, you speak to somebody from some third world nation that can't speak English, and you get nothing resolved.
All right. Well,
welcome to Verizon.
I can give you a basic idea of what happened last night.
Somebody in Bombay fell asleep with their hand on a button, and nobody has any service. That's probably what's wrong.
The Mets lost in the bottom of the ninth. Did you hear how they lost?
I did see that. Yeah, that that bum that they have that they thought was going to play first base ran into the shortstop, and they both dropped the ball.
Oh gosh, that was unbelievable. I saw that. I saw that on the news this morning. Not even on sports.
And you had to hear the announcers trying to defend this guy, saying, "Oh well, he probably didn't see or hear the shortstop calling the ball and waving his hand." Hmm. And that's why that guy should not be in baseball. What's his name? Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stinks.
Well, how did your picks do at Saratoga yesterday?
About as good as Verizon's doing this morning.
Well, hey, you've had a great run so far. I mean, you've had very few days where you've had a lousy day at Saratoga.
Oh, I know. It happens. I've had, put it this way, Verizon's had more bad days in the last month than I've had in Saratoga. Oh, I'm going to badmouth these guys every chance I get.
All right, see where the Washington Redskins have signed Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, I did see that yesterday. I don't know why they signed him.
Well, they have a line that can protect the quarterback. They don't have the running backs that they just don't have that type of line that does a running thing. So, and he's kind of washed up. So, I mean, he'll surprise.
He is washed up. I don't understand.
Yeah, maybe he'll surprise us. I don't know. Maybe he'll surprise us.
Nah, that's not happening. That's like having Joe from Family Guy running the 100-yard dash in the Olympics. Not going to happen.
All right. Well,
I don't understand that move.
I didn't understand it either. Then again, I didn't understand why they gave up their quarterback either. Because he was the only thing that kept them above 500, as far as I'm concerned, in the playing.
Where'd he go again?
I forget where, but. But I didn't, and I didn't like the team he chose to go to either.
Did he go to Minnesota, Cousins?
I don't know. Was it Minnesota or Denver? I forget. Let me look it up here. Where did Cousins go? Hang on a second. Where did Cousins?
Do you have Siri?
Yeah, I do, but it's I don't have.
Ask Siri why Verizon sucks.
Oh yeah, he went to the Vikings. Yep.
Would Siri be able to answer that question?
My Siri is not hooked up in the studio. It's been malfunctioning, and it's been coming on at weird times.
Here's another one I want to run by you with them. They're dropping HBO and Cinemax from my service, right? They're regrouping their service.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that my service monthly bill should go down, being I'm losing two premium channels?
Oh, no, because they leave it the same, and it'll go up a little, and they'll charge you more to add it on if you want it.
Yeah, that's what they told me. Well, we could add it to you for more money. I'm like, no, I want you to take money off my bill because you're reducing my service. Oh, no, we cannot do that. Yeah, okay.
So Seattle,
hello, Comcast.
So Seattle beat Houston last night.
Last I saw, Houston was winning like 5-2 or something.
7-4, Seattle won that game.
7-4, huh?
And Oakland beat Texas 9-0.
Seattle should be about 3 games behind, and Oakland should be tied with Houston.
Yeah, let me take a look here. I'll go right to the standings and take a look real quick here. When you take a look at that list, Houston and Oakland are tied,
and Seattle's 3 games behind.
Seattle's 3.5 games behind.
There you go.
Now the Red Sox lost last night, so the Yankees picked up a half a game.
Yeah, Cleveland beat them.
Yeah, so the Yankees are only 9 games.
I told you. I said the Red Sox are playing good. but they're a benefit of a bad division. What they keep playing. Last night they were beating Cleveland 3-0 while I still had service, and Cleveland came back to beat them. The Indians and the Western Division are more battle tested than the Red Sox, and the same thing's going to happen. It's happened in the last couple of years. Whoever the Red Sox play in the first round, it's going to bounce. Watch.
All right. So what else do you want to go in sports? Any place else?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, there's no picks because there's no racing, so we can't talk about that. Let's see if
I couldn't do them anyway because I got no internet.
That's right. Well, let me see if there's anything else interesting in sports in general that's going on here. Not really. I mean, I don't want to talk about NFL yet. It's preseason, so I'm not going to talk about
it. I know Little League that I think Staten Island plays Hawaii today or tomorrow, one of them days.
Yeah, and that's right.
I heard this Hawaii team is really good.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I didn't see them play yet.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of that, no. I haven't watched much TV at all, as a matter of fact.
What state is Staten Island in?
It's its own state. New York.
New York?
You can ask, if you went anywhere outside the Northeast and asked where Staten Island was, they wouldn't be able to tell you.
But they'd know it's a garbage dump.
They wouldn't be able to tell you. They'd have to say, they'd say Staten Island is where
it is. Guess who I'm rooting for? The Pineapple Kings.
Hawaii, that's exactly right.
Exactly right.
All right.
Anything that has that N and Y on it, I root the other way.
That's right. All right.
Is Verizon based in New York? It must be, right?
No, well, it's a national company, but their headquarters is probably, and they have a big headquarters in New York. So
yeah, that figures too.
So you can hate them. There's no doubt about that.
I despise them.
Well, I hope you get everything back for tomorrow.
We'll see. Right. I mean, if I don't have internet, I don't have TV, I don't have nothing. I feel like a caveman this morning.
All right. We'll go back to bed.
I can't. I'll have to wake up to nothing. I'll probably go to school and set up my room this morning.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.